Good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? I'm outside.
Yeah, you good.
All right. Yeah, I plan to walk during this meeting because I'm taking it on my lunch. So if you can't hear me, let me know and I'll get under a place where it's not as windy or whatever.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got, it's me. I got Caleb in here. I got Darnell here, and I got my...
Hey, Caleb.
Hi. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Great, how are you?
I got my trail here, yeah. So,
Right on.
What was that?
Said right on. Is Leroy Jr. going to be joining us?
No, he won't be able to make this meeting, but we're recording it, so okay. He'll listen back at it, and he may give you a call to kind of fill in the gaps.
Okay.
You know, if you miss anything.
Perfect.
But, so yeah, we met yesterday, about some of, like, the design and looks that we want to do an update on. First I want to go over, like, what you want to start off with. Like, is there anything particularly you want to start off with, on your end that we need to give you?
Let me just kind of recap what you and I talked about last night, Darius, when I called you, just so the whole team knows. Everybody can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we're doing really good on this project. We've been working on it for a month, and we've been able to accomplish a lot. So, we're shooting to build the exact same features that are on the LeroyThompson.tv website now, but we're shooting to do that, you know, with the new look and feel and bringing in all the stuff from EIWM.org that you guys want to keep. So, you know, obviously we haven't had a design to work with, so what we've been focused on is just completely on functionality, just making sure those features work. And putting them on a really ugly page that doesn't have any design on purpose so that we're just focusing on functionality. And then when we have the designs, we're going to start laying everything out, making it pretty. So the parts, we've been able to do really good with the parts that we know, which is like all the features that we've already built. And that's coming along well. We yesterday kicked off another 2 week sprint, code sprint, where we're going to be finishing almost all of the remaining features that we have in our backlog for this project. So it's going to be important for us to have a design available by the Wednesday after next so that we can, actually a little bit before, so that we can start implementing that and stay productive on the project.
Okay.
You know, what I don't want to happen is that, you know, we have to stop work on it, and we're both kind of held up in the middle of the project. I don't think you guys want that to happen either. So my goal in this meeting is to just bring you guys any clarity you need from me and then discuss the ideas you have around putting together the layout and answering the unknowns about the project so we can basically bring it to a point of completion, hopefully in the next, you know, month or 6 weeks at the latest.
Okay.
So that's where I'm coming from. I think that's kind of all I needed to say initially. So let's hear from you guys.
Yeah. When we met, we were focusing on like the look and design, but it kind of fell into like the functionality because that all works together. One of the main things about the site that we wanted to improve was the kind of like the seamlessness of it. Making it, well, like for example, like we want to make the background of the site all one color now. Instead of having like the top part with a black background and then the middle part with a white background, we want it all one color. And we don't want to go pitch black like that. I think we're looking towards kind of like a dark charcoal black, like kind of like an off black. you know, something that's easy on the eyes, something sure. to where, like, when they navigate the site and, like, you know, scroll up and down, like, looking through content, like, it doesn't feel like a website. It or, like, something blocky or, like, something that's, like, really stiff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the examples of...
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, one of the examples that kind of caught my eye was kind of like how, like, Netflix has theirs laid out to where, like, everything looks together, but it's not confusing either, you know. It's not, you know, crowded or anything
right,
either.
Right,
So that's one of the things we were looking at for sure. And, yeah, like, we were just focusing on kind of making the site less, like, look less blocky, you know, like some of the, well, like everything we have is like a block or like a square shape or whatever. Like, for example, like the search part, I know it says search and it has like a block to type in like what you want to search. I think it'll be cool, like, if we just have like the search, like the word search, and then it'll have like a... You know, kind of like an invisible area to where they know where to type it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah, that's pretty common these days, especially with Android. Android came out with this design pattern called Material Design.
Okay.
And it's basically like a design standard where there's different guidelines on how to create the ideal user interface. And one of the things is text fields that they grow as you type in them, and they just basically have like a background label. Mm-hmm. And when you tap in it and start to type, the label disappears.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely want to do that to the site as like an overall view of it, is to keep the background all one color. Make it easier on the eyes and just make it look more seamless, and like make it look, you know, like look less blocky, you know.
Understood.
And like starting from like the top menu of our current site right now, we're kind of thinking about what other fonts we can use for like some of the stuff for our logo, for our Leroy Thompson.tv logo. We want to keep that font the same for the most part right now, but I'm talking about like the menu items, and then like like when you look on the site, like it has like the recent messages title and then the message of the day title. Like I was thinking of like going through some other fonts we can possibly use to see what we have. For the header. Yeah, for the headers of the the website. Because I know you were telling me like websites like certain fonts are like good with websites, but I'm not. Well, I forgot what all those fonts were.
Okay, so basically, the principle there is like you don't want to use a font that's in your Photoshop without vetting it to make sure that it's compatible with like web font libraries, because you may have the font, but the 50,000 people who looked at your site might not.
Right.
Especially if it's a one-off font.
Right.
So. The way that they've, you know, helped to alleviate that on the internet is there's services like Google's Web Font Library, which is free. There's another one called Typekit, which costs a nominal fee. It's not expensive.
Oh,
but they give
Typekit?
You fonts that are compatible with web browsers.
Okay.
And those fonts have codes that I can easily put into the website to make sure that everyone can use it on every type of device and every operating system.
Okay, so like,
so as long as you're using Typekit or
okay.
or Google Font Library, or if you can even Google, there's a few other ones out there. Make sure you're using one of those. There's quite a few fonts available there.
Yeah, we'll use Typekit because we have that already, so that'll be perfect.
Cool. All right.
And then another thing about the menu items, like verbiage wise, we want to change the word archive to on demand. And
so stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
like it's it, you know, it's good to know, but it doesn't really make a big difference in this meeting.
Okay.
I think what I'd be looking for is, you know, it's my understanding that you guys are going to be working on the design. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that. Or you're planning to work on the design in house and hand me Photoshop files, or were you planning on us doing the design?
No, we're going to do the design.
Okay.
Like in house, so but we're going to do it piece on, by piece.
Yeah. So, like, I don't necessarily need to go over all the details, like what text we're going to change.
Okay.
I more want to focus on making sure that we have the scope of, you know, what's being designed clear, so you guys know what to tackle, and that I'm aware of any, like, features you're designing in that are not on the current site. Like, I think you mentioned yesterday.
Okay, those, okay.
People should be able to customize their homepage.
All right, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let's go into that. Let's see. Yeah, we're talking about like having people's accounts more customizable. So we definitely want to add a feature to where someone who has an account and they might not want to see recent messages on their homepage. They just want to see, you know, like I don't know, like recommendations or, you know what I'm saying, like their history. To where, like, you know, like my
Got
account
it.
And then like Kayla's account won't look the same when we open up on the homepage, because we may customize it a little bit.
So what points of customization do we want to have there?
Well, like going from the options they already have as an account holder with the playlists and the, I think it's playlists, recommendations, history, favorites, like all those options, like giving them the choice to, for example, like they'll, like if I want to see my favorites on my homepage, like that'll take the place of the area currently that's taken up by recent messages.
Got it.
Or they can do both. They can have, you know, like you said, my favorites section, and then they'll have like recent messages under it.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
Cool. That makes sense. So going back to the design type questions, do you guys know what pages you want to keep and what you want to get rid of from EIWM.org?
Yeah. Let's see. Huh. Yeah.
Caleb has a question.
Hey, So with the pages we already have on the EIWM site, how would the pages we want to keep, would we have to, like, how would it look on the merge site? Like, would we have to redesign that site as well, that page as well? Or is it, like, how does that work?
I think so. I think what you should do is, let's try to get a template together that can be used for generic pages. You know, so like, let's say we want to add a page in 2 months and it's not a page that requires a lot of custom design. We should have a template in place so we can just add that page and we know it's going to look good.
Okay.
And then if you have pages that you want to have a custom design for, you should design those in Photoshop as part of the set of designs that you send over to me. Just say, hey, we want this page to look like this. So... There's two things we need to answer. One of them is, what pages do we want to keep? And the other one is, how do we want those pages to look or change on the new site? Because the goal would be that everything kind of looks and feels like it's one.
Right.
So they're going to need to have either a new design for each individual page or just, like I said, a template.
Yeah, we definitely want to keep the itinerary page, or Yeah, like itinerary, like that's basically our page where people can see like the calendar, like our calendar for the year for like all of our live events and everything and all our traveling dates. So definitely we want to keep that page. We want to keep the resources page, which on LeroyThompson.tv, I think it's the same page as the e-store.
Okay.
Let me double check that.
Yeah. So is the e-store provided by Net Community, where people can buy and sell product? Sorry, buy product, not sell it.
Yeah, I think so. Because the e-store on LeroyThompson.tv goes back to EIWM.org. Like, goes back to the same page where they can buy CDs, DVDs, MP3s, books.
And you guys add those through Net Community right now, currently?
I think so. What you mean? Through the website itself, like through EIWM.org?
Yeah, when Dr. Thompson comes out with a new book, how does that get put on his website?
Yeah, like it goes through EIWM.org, and then and the people who like log in and everything, they can see that it's available.
Okay, got it. So we need to build our own version of the shopping cart, or figure out how to connect into Luminate, if Luminate provides that.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, because I think before, we were trying to do that before. We were trying to make like a separate store through LeroyThompson.tv. But before, we wasn't using Luminate like we are now. So yeah, that would be perfect.
So is somebody on your team available to reach out to Blackbot and find out if Luminate supports selling products?
Yeah, I can get with Diana on that. And then we can find out from
there. Because we can also create a store, but it's going to be something we were planning on for this project, and we're also going to have to connect directly into a payment provider. Mm-hmm. And right now, all that online giving and all that store is handled through Blackbaud. So
right.
It would be easier to like keep it all under one roof and have Blackbaud provide that.
Okay.
But I just, anything's possible. I just need to kind of know what our parameters are, what we have to work with.
Okay, so we need to find out if Blackbaud does, support selling. Illuminate.
They do already. What he's saying is, do we want to keep it, or do we want to do something else? If I'm hearing right now.
Yes, sir. Because I know they support it through Net Community, but I know we're getting off of Net Community and we're going to be using this thing called Luminate. So if we're using Luminate, like, how does that work? And like, how do we get that onto our site? Are we going to embed it onto our site, or do we have to connect to their API and feed the products in? So we might want to schedule a follow-up call with them where I can be on there and ask some technical questions.
Yep.
The lady Courtney that we talked to originally, Darius, I don't think she knows enough. No offense to her. I don't think she knows enough to like really be helpful. She's a salesperson. I think if we talk to somebody who's more technical on their team, we could get a lot farther.
All right, so we'll set that up. And so basically we're trying to get, see if, like, Luminate supports selling products.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And like I said, if they don't, we'll build the store, but we're going to have to figure out, like, the rules around shipping and handling charges. We're going to have to connect to a payment provider. Just some hassle that, would be easier not to have to deal with if we don't have to.
Okay. Okay, cool. We'll set that meeting up as soon as possible. And another page that we want to keep is our partner page. That's very important. And then they'll probably go you know, go hand in hand with that meeting as well to see how do we do is that like a net community through like Luminate or Leroy Thompson on TV or, you know, however we need to do that.
All right. Now, what about the homepage? Because right now, the homepage we built is all about the live stream and recent messages. Are we trying to merge that with any content that you have on EIWM.org, or do we want to keep the type of homepage we currently have for LeroyThompson.tv?
Yeah, like one of the things we were talking about too about the EIWM.org homepage that we have right now. The homepage right now is simple. We just have a banner, have a video for like an upcoming event or like a, or like any kind of, you know, update we want to give people. But then we have the daily meditation. That's something that, you know, like a lot of people are like connected with and they access it every day. Basically, it's just a, like a scripture and like a reading that we send out every morning to our partners. And I think that's very important if we keep that.
Okay.
And I bring it over to LeroyThompson.tv.
Yeah, the stuff.
All right, go ahead.
The stuff that's on the main page, is good, and it's real simple for people to get to wherever they need to get to. I just don't like the way it looks. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't look good. It doesn't look just the look of it is very blocky. The look of it is not great. You know, we'll put that main stuff. Sometimes we even have our most recent events on there. You know, so people can come find out what's coming up next or what's going on. You know, all that's on that main page. But it doesn't look the part.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, the sky's the limit. We don't have to keep any of the way it looks, I don't think. I'm not sure about the daily meditation, how customizable that is, because I know that's a widget from another provider. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we can tweak it.
Yeah, actually. Actually, like our daily meditations page, like we do it through WordPress. So I don't.
Okay.
And all we do on the EIWM.org page, all we do is just post a picture in that part of the site, and then and then hyperlink it to the meditation page.
So basically, if you just lay the homepage out in Photoshop the way you want it to be, sounds like there's a few things from the EIWM.org site we're pulling in, and then, you know, just put those in the Photoshop and, you know, figure out how to work it around the live stream. And then just keep in mind that on LeroyThompson.tv, we have that now planning and upcoming content section that shows up whenever there's whenever you're showing the 24/7 channel and you're not doing a live stream. Right. So let's just make sure that gets included in the design. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things that's going to show up sometimes and not other times.
Right, right. So, we definitely want to keep the itinerary, resources, our partner page, and and our daily meditations as well. Let me go over some other features that we don't currently have that we want to add to it.
Cool. I'm listening.
Yeah, give me
one
second.
I'm just typing in my phone as you list these things, so I have them all written down.
Oh, yeah. You want to add, like, the picture-in-picture video while scrolling or searching through, like, other content?
Okay.
You know, so, like, for example, I see it mostly, like, on a YouTube app. when I'm watching a video, but I'm going through other pages or content, that video still stays on, and it like kind of goes down into a smaller window down at the right, like the lower right hand of the page.
Right. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook's doing that now too. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, hey, one thing on that is I don't know if that can be done on a mobile browser.
Okay.
I know it can be done in a mobile app, but I'm pretty sure it can be done on a desktop browser. So I got some homework to do on that to figure out what my limitations are.
Gotcha. And let's see, put personal. I know with the video position, I'm not sure what it's actually called, but how you watch a video, leave it for a while, and then you come back and it continues back where you left off.
Yeah,
I know we have that for people who have accounts. And it works for them when they add it as a favorite. But we want to see how can we add that feature for like any video they watch, you know.
For, you said there was a car driving by. You said you want to see how you can do that for people who are not logged in, basically?
Yeah, like who not logged in.
Or for people who are logged in but don't have it in their favorite.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and
cool.
And also too, like another feature we were thinking about, you know how on the current site, like, he made that block for us to where we can, like, that block that appears under the scheduler to where we can kind of customize what we want to put there. Like, it can be, like, a featured message or,
yeah,
you know, like, featured archive or series. We want to add that as well on the new on-demand page to where we can, when somebody clicks archive or, like, on-demand, when we change it, like the top part of the banner, has somewhere to where we can like plug in like a cover art, and then like kind of show people like what we're recommending them to watch what content they want to see, because sometimes you might have somebody who might we might have somebody who might come to the site and like they don't know where to start or like what to search for, and then we'll be able to like put those kind of like recommendations like on that banner. Be like, hey, like, you know, check out this Last Money Coming to You conference, you know, or like we can put yeah, like some customizable to where we can just drop in like a graphic on that banner, and then hyperlink it to where it'll bring them to a certain message or a certain archive or like that. Because right now on the current site, we have it to where... Oh, let me go back to the current site. When I click archive... Yeah, right now, like, it just says archives, and they can search keywords through categories in a year. We can keep that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But, like, where it says archives and it says search media archives for keyword category such and such, like, we can keep that verbiage, but, like, that whole area, kind of, like, above that search area, like, give that space for us to put a graphic right there to kind of give people, you know, like, a certain direction, you know. That's how they won't be coming to the site, just kind of, you know, kind of not knowing where to go if they don't really.
So that's on the homepage?
No, that's when they click archives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So you have a banner above the search and above the grid.
Right.
Yep. All right. Okay.
And then another thing, too, we wanted to see how detailed can we get with a popular page. Because right now, we have like the Now Trending, and I guess that's like the most popular one within like, you know, like recent time. And then we have the most popular page, which is like calculated by like the total views of a certain video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering like how detailed can we get with that? You know, can we do like the most popular of the week? Well, you know how like on YouTube when you like search something and then you can be like, you know, you know, like updated this month or like updated this week, updated this year, kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
To where people can see like what's the most popular. Because the most popular page right now, when you go to most popular, I mean, it's fine the way it is, but the all things are your, the all things are yours now message is at the top, and that one probably won't ever, like, be caught up with it as far as views from another video because we ran that as an ad about 3 times, but I just want people to have more access to what's the other popular ones, you know, saying that kind of came up. You know, like throughout the weeks or like the, you know, the months or like the years or whatever.
Yeah. Well, so if it was me, first of all, like if you want to just like tweak the dates for let the user tweak the dates and say like show me most popular by last day, last week, last month, last year. That's fine. That's easy
right.
to do.
Right.
The other thing is, I think you should do highest rated because there's a 5-star rating thing. On all the on-demand content.
Okay, we can do that too.
So, what's that?
Yeah, we can do that too. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. All right.
And let me see my other notes. Let's see, accounts and personal homepage. Spies intro video. Let's see, welcome page. And also, too, this is kind of like design, too, but this is also like another feature. When somebody rolls over like an archive, like a message block, like a certain message, like when they roll over it, like can we give a feature to where they can actually see like the description of their message? Like by like clicking like a down arrow or like a or like just when they overlay it, like it shows like the short descriptions that we add to our archive messages, and then they can read it. You know, sound like a short description.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
sure.
And also too, I'm not sure if this will be on Eric's end, but I know with the mobile. Player like the mobile 24/7 player, like it can't automatically play because that's like a, you know, it's like an Apple thing, like a device thing. But how can we add a picture to kind of overlay that area?
Pretty sure that's just a setting we can do.
Okay.
I'm like 95% sure on that.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That we just have to tweak a setting.
Yeah, like we're just thinking we can add a graphic right there to make it more more engaging for someone to actually press play instead of like using the scroll past that play button when they are looking down on their phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Y'all still looking through some of the notes we took. Let me see.
Where's the online giving representative? Is that the partners page that you mentioned?
What you mean, like where they go to give online?
Yeah.
Like our giving is set up to where, like somebody can give without logging in. If,
yeah.
You know, if they want to. But it's what's like quicker if they are logged in, because it kind of like saves the person's name, and all they have to do is just put in like the card information.
But I guess what I'm asking is, you had mentioned one of the pages you want to keep is the partners section or the partners page.
Yeah.
Is the giving page, I don't know EIWM.org well enough, is the giving page separate from that?
No. No, the giving page, like it goes straight to a form. I mean, yeah, it is separate. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is separate. Yeah, the partner page, like, just gives information. And then the give page, like, it actually goes to the form to where they can give.
Okay.
And, like, that's for reasons, like I said before, like, some people can give without logging in or, like, being a partner. And so they can just give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's see. And probably one more thing is, I know right now we have that opening page for people who have an account. I was wondering, for people who don't have an account, can we do the same thing with that? Because we were, we're going to make some content to where when they first go to the page, like a video plays. And then from there, like they'll have like information about the site and then like how they can make an account.
So we're not going to have the live stream playing when they hit the page anymore?
No, the live stream will play, but like something... like something similar to the pop-up window that we have right now for people who have accounts. I'm talking about the people who don't have accounts.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they don't have an account and it's going to show the pop-up, what are we going to do about the live stream underneath it? Is it just going to be there but not playing automatically so they can see the welcome video instead?
Right.
Okay. Got it.
Right, just something to try to like encourage, you know, people logging in and like actually making an account.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up for just a minute. Could you say that again, please?
Yeah, we want to do that to kind of encourage people to like when they come to the site to actually log in and like make an account instead of just kind of freelancing on the site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. All right.
And probably one more feature is that we want to see how can we do like certain content to where we'll have like a piece of content up or like a video up, and the video will be probably about, I don't know, 2 minutes long, if that, but then it'll only be like a section of like another, well, like it'll be a section from like another full video, but for them to watch the full video, they have to log in or like make an account. So how can we want to see how can we like have that feature available?
So I guess I should think through on that one. That's a really cool idea. So basically, you're talking about I'm watching video X, but there's a preview for video Y, or are you talking about I go to video X, but I'm not logged in? So I can only watch a certain portion of that before I have to log in.
Right. You see a lot of people use it to sell resources, but we just want to use it just to build a community. You know what I'm saying? Because all stuff gonna be free anyway.
So it's kind of it's like a member only video.
Right.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
And, yeah, other than that, the rest of the stuff is going to be on our end as far as, like, the design that we give you. But as far as the...
Okay.
I think all the other features that we have on there are solid, and we like all of them. So, yeah, like, we'll start stamping... some like definites on the look of everything on our end, and like get a design together for you, and then we can go from there, and we'll set up a meeting also too with Blackbaud, and schedule out with like a tech person like you asked for, to see what all we can do with with Illuminate and everything for the resource store and all that.
Awesome. Okay. All right, cool. So like I mentioned earlier, we've planned out the next 2 weeks to finish, like, we're going to be at like 90% completion of the projects that we originally laid out, minus the design.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, we have two options. We can either start building these new features that you've requested without a design, or we can start building out the design that if you guys have it by then. So it would be great either way if you have the design by then, like maybe, you know, a week and a half from now, so next Friday or next Monday or something, so that we could, not next Monday, the following Monday, so we could, you know, just start planning around that and be, like, thinking about it. But if, you know, if that's not a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, now when we lay out the design, you want like each page design, or like do you want like the home page? Because right now, like how we did it last time was that we did I sent you like a design of the home page, and then you used that as a template for the other pages. And so I was thinking for this one,
So I would like to see a homepage. I'd like to see a pop-up design. Sorry, I'm in here. I'd like to see a pop-up of the greeting, and I would like to see. Let me look at some of these new pages. So, a generic template. We were talking about three things so far. I'd like to see a design for the on-demand content player.
Wait, what do you mean by the on-demand content player?
I mean the page where they're viewing on-demand content. So,
You've
got the...
I got you, yeah.
Like when you click on a message, on an archive message, and bring it up, what that looks like.
Right.
I'd also like to see a design for the archives landing page, the one that lists out the archives with the new banner feature that we talked about.
Yeah.
And then as you're doing these, consider the experience on mobile. So if you can basically provide a desktop design and a mobile-friendly design.
Okay. Anything else?
That's going to get us started.
Yeah.
You know, some things may evolve, so just consider this like phase one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we'll need more designs after that, but I have to kind of get there before I know.
Yep.
And if I think of anything new, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I was thinking too, Yeah, for like this one, like I was thinking the same thing, to like give you more designs than just the homepage for sure. And we'll also too, we'll make a design of.
Because I don't think the homepage is going to be a good template. I think the homepage is going to stand out.
Right. Right. So we'll make another one. We'll make it like a kind of like a design page for the itinerary as well. Cause we got a few ideas for that as well. Or like the live events page, whatever we call it, when we go to.
Yeah, any of those pages from EIWM.org, I could probably use a design for also.
Okay. All right. Cool, we can do all that.
I think this has been a really helpful meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much all we have. And we'll make sure to hop on those designs ASAP. And
okay.
Is there any other things that you need from us besides the design?
As soon as you have the Luminate account, I need access to that.
Luminate.
So I can connect it.
Okay. What you mean by that exactly? I like the Luminate account.
So are you guys set up on Luminate yet, or do you still have to do that?
Oh, okay. Let me check with Diana. Yeah, ask her to see where we at on that.
Yeah, because we have to integrate with that. So
gotcha.
I just want to make sure that we have what we need to do the integration.
All right. I'll check on that.
Besides that, I mean, I think we have what it takes to stay moving on this. It's been a really fun project. I'm really excited about what we're going to be able to turn over. So.
Cool. Yeah. I got a couple questions about the 24/7 player and like the scheduler behind it. Would there be, should I contact Eric first about that?
Depends. What are your questions?
Well, I'm just looking for, to see how can we approve it on the manager side of it? Because it works fine, but sometimes like the scheduling and the connecting to the scheduler and stuff like that, sometimes it can be kind of tedious. And then, I mean, it works fine, but I'm just trying to see how can we improve it on the manager side of it. You say, for example, like, you know, like scheduled content, like, yeah. say we want to, well, I got a video that I want to show from this Thursday until Tuesday afternoon, but like I might forget to take it off the scheduler. You know.
Okay.
You know, how can I like tell it to, you know, leave the scheduler at Tuesday afternoon? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. So what I propose, I would say talk to Eric first, because my team's going to end up doing the work on it, but Eric has to approve all that stuff because, you know, he's going to end up paying me for it.
Gotcha.
So I would run it by him, and then he and I can come up with a plan to make that happen.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah, that'll work. I'll contact Eric about that.
Cool. Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Any more questions you got? Or like anything we need?
No, I would just, I know Leroy Jr. wasn't able to make it on this call, but, if he gives you any other feedback, like things he wants to see that weren't mentioned, if you can just make sure that, at some point we have a follow up about that so I can get them in our backlog.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the meeting recorded. So yeah. Yeah. He'll be able to listen back in and, kind of fill in what we missed or anything that he wants for sure.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, I think I'm good to go, man. Do you have an estimated time on when you think you can turn around the design?
Yeah, we got a schedule for next Friday. I want to say next Friday, but...
Okay.
But we got a meeting next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still going to shoot for next Friday, but if not next Friday, we're going to shoot for that following Wednesday.
Following Wednesday, okay. And that following Wednesday, like I said, is when we do our planning. We plan our work in 2-week blocks now. So if it comes in that Wednesday, if it can come in like early in the morning, that would be helpful because we do our meeting about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
My time. That'll allow me to process it and get it put in there. And then I believe I already mentioned this, but if you can just make sure that for every desktop design you do, you also hand over a mobile version of it. That's going to be super important to making sure that we keep mobile friendly in our thought process for everything.
Okay. Oh yeah. Question about the, hour light designs that we do. Are there, are they like dimension, like sensitive, like, or is it, does you know what I mean?
I would say just Google mobile design dimensions and desktop design dimensions. You know, you're probably talking about like 1200 wide for desktop and like, I think probably, you know, 768 wide for mobile, but don't quote me on it.
Gotcha.
And the thing we want to think about for desktop is it needs to be scalable because it needs to look good on a really big screen and it needs to go down to an iPad gracefully.
Gotcha. So, like, the more accurate the dimensions, like, the easier it'll be for y'all.
Well, I'm saying it should be pretty fluid.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You don't want to get locked in where it has to be a certain screen size because then it's not going to look good in an unpredictable screen size.
Gotcha.
So, you can always, design based on a guideline, but then have a plan for how is it going to scale up and how is it going to scale down.
Gotcha.
So, That's all I got.
Yeah, we good to go.
Good to go. All right, gentlemen.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Noah.
All right, guys, call me if you need me.
All right, will do. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
What's your code?
The four corners and then two zeros.